Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Tourist Paradise Bali is on 2025 NO list and it does not like it. Rapid, unchecked development driven by overtourism is threatening Bali's natural ecosystems, undermining its environmental and cultural legacy, and contributing to a plastic apocalypse. Indonesia's Bali has been swamped by visitors since the end of the global COVID-19 pandemic. This extreme overtourism has now resulted in the beloved tourism hotspot being placed on the no list by the U.S. travel publisher Fodors, meaning that the destination is to be avoided by international travelers. The online travel news platform releases its annual no list at the end of each year, and this year Bali has secured the top position. The Fodor list of 15 destinations to re-evaluate in 2025 places Bali at the top, followed by Barcelona, Venice, Koh Samui, and Mount Everest. Fodor's highlights that rapid, unchecked development driven by overtourism is threatening Bali's natural ecosystems, undermining its environmental and cultural legacy, and contributing to a plastic apocalypse. Once pristine beaches such as Kuta and Seminyak are now overwhelmed by significant amounts of waste, as local waste management systems struggle to cope with the increasing demands. Destinations identified as beginning to experience the adverse effects of overtourism include Agrigento in Sicily, the British Virgin Islands, Kerala in India, as well as Kyoto and Tokyo in Japan, and Oaxaca in Mexico. Understandably, Bali's locals aren't exactly happy about both the dubious honor or headlining the 2025 no list and the tourist onslaught. In response to new designation, local leaders and travel specialists in Bali have expressed their disagreement, since the peak holiday travel season draws near. Bali officials claim that while the waste management crisis on the island is a cause of a serious concern, it is important to note that Bali's beaches are not littered with plastic waste throughout the entire year. Although the central southern part of Bali, where most of the tourist resorts are located, has many problems, including traffic congestion, rapid tourism growth, and waste management issues, there are still numerous areas on the island where travelers can discover authentic and meaningful experiences, local officials claim. The chairman of the Bali Tourism Board stated that the issue lies not in the total number of tourists, but rather in the concentration of tourism in specific regions, particularly in South Bali. This situation results in other parts of Bali, which are abundant in cultural heritage and natural beauty, receiving insufficient attention from both tourists and tourism operators, he added. He remarked that Bali should not be designated as a destination to avoid in 2025, stressing that term overtourism could only be applied to high level of tourism only in South Bali rather than throughout the entire region. The tourism official also said that addressing the overtourism issue does require cooperation between the government, tourism entities, and local communities to foster sustainable, inclusive, and mutually beneficial tourism practices. Jokora Oka Artha Ardhana Sukawati, the former deputy governor of Bali and head of the Indonesian Hotel and Restaurant Association, PHRI, Bali, also challenged the claim that Bali is facing overtourism across the province. What criteria or standards are being used to claim that Bali is experiencing overtourism? Has an assessment of carrying capacity ever been conducted? Even if certain areas are overcrowded, this is primarily due to inadequate infrastructure and the uncontrolled issuance of business permits. Therefore, it is inaccurate to label Bali as suffering from overtourism, he declared. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.